The top military commanders declared on Thursday that no one can coerce Pakistan through the use or threat of force and that the hostile elements trained and financed to incite chaos in the country will be decimated. The declaration was made at the 270th Corps Commanders Conference chaired by Army Chief Field Marshal Syed Asim Munir at the GHQ in Rawalpindi, according to a statement issued by the military's media wing, the ISPR. The forum extended its felicitations to the Army Chief on his conferment as Field Marshal, acknowledging his strategic foresight, resolute leadership and enduring contributions to national defense. The ISPR stated that the forum reaffirmed Pakistan's unyielding resolve to defend its sovereignty and territorial integrity against any act of aggression or misadventure. The Corps commanders, while reiterating Pakistan's strategic stance, declared, "No one can coerce Pakistan through the use or threat of force. The nation will take all measures necessary to safeguard its vital interests." The forum deliberated in depth on the threat posed by India-backed terrorist proxies operating in Balochistan and Khyber Pakhtunkhwa. Following its military failure in the wake of the Pahalgam incident, India, the so-called and self-claimed victim of terrorism but actually a perpetrator of terrorism and epicenter of regional instability, has upscaled the use of covert means, employing non-state actors to pursue its destabilization agenda, it observed. The top military commanders resolved that Pakistan will never allow its peace to be compromised by externally sponsored terrorism. The armed forces, in close synergy with intelligence and law enforcement agencies, will pursue all proxies and facilitators of terrorism with unrelenting resolve. These hostile elements, trained and financed to incite chaos and fear, will be dismantled and decimated with full force of national will and institutional strength, inshallah, they said. The forum undertook a comprehensive review of the prevailing internal and external security environment, with particular emphasis on the successful conclusion of Operation Bunyan in Marsoos, a decisive chapter of Marka-e-Haq, the ISPR stated. The military top brass offered fatwa for the martyrs of Operation Bunyan in Marsoos and the heinous terrorist attack in Huzdar, Balochistan, an atrocity perpetrated through India-sponsored proxies which resulted in the loss of 4 innocent children and 2 adults. The forum unequivocally condemned this barbaric act, noting its deliberate targeting of non-combatants, particularly children, as a reprehensible violation of all norms of humanity and international conduct, the ISPR stated. The forum also paid solemn tribute to all martyrs of Marka-e-Haq who laid down their lives in defense of the nation during India's unprovoked aggression.